Welcome to Conscious Voices, a weekly program dedicated to bringing you alternative points of view and to challenging popular assumptions in order to help you be better informed and civically engaged. I'm Evan Davis, your host again for this edition. Last weekend, I attended another Palestinian solidarity rally organized by Students for Justice in Palestine. The group and I and this station, if you're listening to WCRS, we have a history together of sorts. Back in the early 2000s, when the U.S. wars in Iraq and Afghanistan were ramping up and there were many local and national protests, the national movement in solidarity with the people of Palestine was, you might say, at high ebb. And there were many campus-based groups active on that issue specifically. The group at Ohio State University was particularly large and vocal, with many seminars, teach-ins, pickets, speakers, etc. One of its founders, Ora Wise, was invited to speak at a national rally sponsored by United for Peace and Justice, or UFPJ for short, which itself was a national coalition of peace and anti-war and labor coalition groups that together formed a committee of seasoned activists under the leadership of Leslie Kagan, who, of course, was also associated with Pacifica Radio. One of the key organizers of the 1982 anti-nuclear march in New York City that drew over a million people. From the start, however, United for Peace and Justice's organizing efforts were hampered by a group, the Trotskyist organization called ANSWER. ANSWER stood for Act Now to End War and Racism. It was originally ANSWER BAM, by any means necessary, the B-A-M part. But within the ANSWER organization, there were some folks that preferred the politics of direct confrontation, and they broke away, calling themselves simply BAM, by any means necessary, leaving ANSWER as just ANSWER. BAM faded away overnight, and ANSWER might have dissipated as well were it not for riding the coattails of UFPJ. ANSWER, you see, was never a real coalition. It was a secretive committee of just a few individuals loosely associated with the Trotskyist group, the Workers' World Party, which itself was a split from an earlier Trotskyist group, as follows the pattern of groups of that orientation. They split rather frequently and reform under new names, and it's always the same people and the same tactics. They're more about self-promotion through branding than about real grassroots organizing, but they do one thing well, and perhaps better than the more traditional groups and unaligned groups. They pull permits for rallies before the other groups decide to. They also try to present themselves as singular champions of a given issue, and in the case of the National Rally and UFPJ, well, let me backtrack a bit. UFPJ's founding convention in Chicago, which I attended, was huge. Over 500 local and national organizations attended and voted and elected the steering committee and decided the platform. There was some debate over the question of Palestine, as some of the participating groups were cautious. Nevertheless, many of us raised the issue and pushed it forward. Subsequent meetings of USPJ saw the Palestinian solidarity issue gain prominence as well. ANSWER, on the other hand, was never a part of UFPJ, having emerged shortly after UFPJ got organized, and ANSWER immediately began criticizing UFPJ on the Palestinian solidarity issue, using that issue as a kind of a cudgel, and hoping to paint UFPJ as somehow a Zionist organization, which it most certainly was not. And indeed, one of the founders of Students for Justice in Palestine was on UFPJ's board. By the time of the planned UFPJ anti-war rally, ANSWER had pulled a permit for another adjacent venue in Washington at the same time and on the same date, raising the potential specter of two concurrent and competing rallies. UFPJ reached out to ANSWER to propose a joint effort instead, and the result was a shared stage, but with UFPJ footing the bill for more than its share of expenses. There were also a lot of redundant speakers, and ANSWER's MCs did quite a lot of speechifying in between the speakers, which meant that some of UFPJ speakers had less time. The rally was also long, nearly 4 hours, and it wasn't nearly as well attended as it could have been or should have been, perhaps. UFPJ later held a rally in New York City, for instance, and drew 500,000 people. But among the speakers toward the end of that joint rally was Columbus's own Ora Wise, and she spoke forcefully on the Palestinian solidarity issue, relating Israel's occupation to the U.S. occupation of Iraq. The following year, a national conference was, or maybe it was that same year. Anyway, around that time, a national conference of particularly Palestinian solidarity groups was held at Ohio State University. ANSWER had established themselves on the representatives, rather, of several of the proxy organizations it claimed as members on the national board of that Palestinian Solidarity Coalition, called the Palestinian Solidarity Movement, and tried to overrule the steering committee's choice of Ohio State as the venue. ANSWER wanted to have the conference at Princeton. They tried to hold an executive committee session, of the board, excluding member participants, including the representative from OSU Students for Justice in Palestine. But their rogue action was challenged, and OSU's decision to make OSU the venue was affirmed. ANSWER then held their own separate conference in Princeton, well, not officially on campus, as it seems this time they failed to get the needed permit, so it was an off-campus affair, by which they insisted was the real Palestinian Solidarity Movement conference. OSU's conference attracted hundreds of people, though, over 3 days and was highly successful. This radio station, just then prior to being on the air, did a one-hour live broadcast from the conference that was broadcast in California, Texas, and New York. Fortunately, ANSWER never took hold in Columbus, but Students for Justice in Palestine has persisted and has risen up in response to each new development on the struggle for self-determination in Palestine. It has all new personnel now, as is to be expected of any student group, but as the movement has grown, so has SPJ. Now we're seeing a new alliance forming, as well with between the Palestinian Solidarity and Black Lives Matter movement, and also with Native American struggles. Where it looks as though Palestine proper may be losing ground with each new illegal Israeli settlement, the Solidarity movement here, which, like Black Lives Matter, is anti-imperialist in nature, is gaining. Here's audio from last week's rally. It's a little rough, as the speakers relied solely on megaphones, which, as you know, are awful for radio, but I did the best I could to clean it up and make it listenable for you. The rally in March, by the way, drew over 400 people, maybe as many as 500 in all.
30. I know we said 6:30, but we have a lot.
Has the same comfort level of what we do. We are going to be stopping traffic.
But again, if that's something you are not personally comfortable with, you're free to, there's going to be space on the sidewalk. I just want everyone to be up to date with what we're doing and to have everyone's consent, all right? Does that sound good to everybody? I know a lot of you are talking. Does that sound good to everybody?
Yes!
All right, thank you very much.
From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
Right now, a ceasefire has been called in Gaza, and that would not have been possible without the mass Palestinian resistance, and that means y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for my hype team. This time is different. This is a unity intifada. This is an intifada of people across occupied Palestine, resisting not just bombings, but occupation and incarceration and being thrown in refugee camps and starved and denied human rights. This is a turning point. We're not just going to save Sheikh Jarrah. We're not just going to win a ceasefire. We're going to win Palestinian liberation. Our organizing continues. It continues today, and we need to build power in organizations, and we need to build power in unions, and we need to build power in our communities, because we cannot stand for ethnic cleansing any longer. We have to stand for Palestinian liberation. We have to stand for collective liberation. And today, we stand in the struggle for Palestinian liberation. We stand in the struggle with Palestinians who have gone on strike this week. We stand in the struggle for Palestinians who've organized mutual aid and Palestinians who have resisted tanks and thrown rocks and burned down occupation cameras and checkpoints and police stations which have murdered and incarcerated them. Today we can celebrate a little bit, but we can't take our foot off the gas. We cannot take this oppression any longer. And that's what I gotta say. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win.
I believe that we will win.
All right. Thank you, everyone. That was my brother Ahmed. So give him a hand. Our next speaker is from American Muslims for Palestine. Is that right? Yes. So please give a hand to our next speaker, Cynthia. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you got one. Okay.
Go on, Cynthia.
Hey, everybody. So I'm with American Muslims for Palestine. We are a national and even international organization of Muslims. And non-Muslims. You don't have to be Muslim. You do not have to be Palestinian to join this. You just have to care about Gaza and the people in Palestine. Oh, you can't hear me. All right, let's see. Can you hear me now? Okay, sorry about that. Got a little feedback. All right, anyway, one more time.
Oh, here, try this one. This one is going to be louder. Would you like me to hold it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, just press the trigger.
Yeah.
Hold the trigger.
Okay, is that better?
Okay. All right, everyone, we need you to pay attention because there's a lot of people here, and in order to hear the speaker, everyone's got to be kind of quiet and give them their attention, all right? Thank you.
I have a big, loud voice, but a small megaphone, so okay. Anyway, my name is Cynthia Ubaldo, and I am with American Muslims for Palestine. What we do is we try to, first of all, promote everything that's going on in Palestine. Our biggest effort is to to lobby Congress. Every year in the spring, we go to Congress, we lobby all of our representatives in the Congress, in all the representatives and senators. I've talked to Sherrod Brown, I've talked to Rob Portman. My personal representative in District 3 is Representative Joyce Beatty, who, by the way, receives a lot of AIPAC money, and she has missed 12 appointments with me that were set, 6 here and 6 in Washington, D.C. So we have a lot of work to do with our Congress people. So anyway, so what we do is, like I said, we are trying to continue the cause for human rights and liberation in Palestine and all that. So this coming Saturday, not tomorrow, next Saturday, May 29th at 3 p.m., we have organized a March for Palestine, a national March for Palestine in Washington, D.C. And yeah, a national march on the National Mall. It'll be on the National Mall. It's next Saturday, May 29th. It'll be starting at 3 p.m. It's about a 6.5-7 hour drive from Columbus, 5 hours if you drive like me. So if you're interested in it, there is a Facebook page. It says National March for Palestine, hashtag Sanction Israel. Again, that's National March for Palestine, Sanction Israel is the hashtag. And I'm going to be organizing a little caravan or convoy to go. I'm definitely going to be there. I can hold only about 3 or 4 people in my car, but hopefully we can get more people. If you're interested, I'm going to be standing right over here on the corner of the stage. If you want to come over and give me your phone number and name, I won't harass you, I promise. I'm just trying to organize this. If anybody can drive, probably only need to chip in a few dollars. We're going to leave early in the morning on Saturday and come back yet that night. So if you work on Friday or Saturday, Friday or Sunday, you will make it back to work. So that's all I have to say. Free, free Palestine!
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 Free, free Palestine! Stop here!
Allahu Akbar!
Stop here!
Allahu Akbar!
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Cynthia. Our next speaker is a young Palestinian named Zohaib. So let's listen to him. He's got some good things to say.
Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
Great. So a lot of people are thinking just because a ceasefire happened that the issue is over. But that's not true. This is just a small part to a very large issue. After the ceasefire happened, the Israeli forces entered Al-Aqsa Mosque and stopped worshippers from praying when they were just trying to redo the Ramadan celebration that they couldn't do in the first place. None of the oppression is going to stop because of a ceasefire. They're just trying to hide and let us forget about the issue so they can go back to doing bigger, more unethical things. We gotta stay here, we gotta keep fighting, we have to keep organizing, and we gotta keep saying free Palestine, because if we don't, nobody will, and the issue will be ignored, and Palestinians will be oppressed.
Free Palestine!
Free!
Free Palestine!
Free! Free Palestine!
Free! Free Palestine!
Free!
Free Palestine!
Free!
Free Palestine!
Free!
Free Palestine!
Free!
So, next, I just want to ground everyone in a little bit of why we're here, why we're out here, and what's been happening, all right? So, please listen up, because it's going to be a little bit heavy, okay? Okay.
Hey, one mic.
Listen up. Okay. Through the past few weeks, we've all been watching the news very carefully, right? We've been looking at Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, looking at what has been happening in Palestine. We've all been very concerned. And yes, last night there was a ceasefire. And we know this ceasefire is just temporary. We know Israel is going to break this ceasefire. They've broken every ceasefire. And we know that we have to keep organizing. But I want us, before we talk about continuing to organize, to look back at what we have seen these past 2 weeks. All of you, I'm sure, have a story that hit you, that affected you the most, right? Everyone. And again, I'm going to ask everyone to please listen up and stop having side conversations just for this. Because I'm going to tell you mine. I'm going to tell you the story. I have been checking Twitter and Instagram every day, every few minutes. And every day I hear more of our people were killed. Every time I open up my phone. And it broke my heart. You know, this isn't usually how I speak. Usually I talk about organizing. I talk about politics. I talk about more academic things. But today I want to talk about a story that I saw last week. A story about a man by the name of Ahmed Mansi. He's a man who lived in Gaza. And he would do video blogs. He would do regular video blogs with himself and his daughters. Did anyone see this? Some of you saw it. So I'm just going to, for those of you who didn't see it, I'm going to tell the rest of this story. I watched a video blog of him. And I watched him with his young daughter, Hala. And he seems like such a good dad. He's taking care of her. His children were afraid of the rockets. His children were afraid of the rockets that Israel was raining down on them every day. And so he went out to buy toys so that they could be distracted just a little bit. He went out and bought toys. And the toy he bought was so basic, so simple. Not like what we have here. It was just an old toy. You might have seen it. In fact, I'm 30 years old. When I was a child, if I had seen this toy, I think this is old. So he bought them this toy, and he filmed his two young daughters playing with this toy just to distract them for a minute from the bombs, from the rockets, from the death being rained upon them by Israel, paid for by our politicians, by our country, by our tax dollars. And I watched till the end, and then they were playing, and then they heard the rockets, and they ran, and they hid in the couch. And then he cut the vlog, and he said, "We can't do the rest of today. We can't do any more. That we have to sign off. My children are scared." And he hugged his children as another rocket flew over, as another plane or drone, whatever it was, flew over and scared his children again. And that was the last vlog Ahmed Al-Mansi ever made. 3 days later, he died. 3 days later, he was killed. Him and his brother were killed. They were killed, and those beautiful little girls, they don't have a father. Look at each other. Look at your children here. Could you imagine? Could you imagine that? I know that last night was a ceasefire, and the people of Gaza are relatively, there are celebrations. People are feeling relieved that the bombs have stopped. And I know, and I'm happy for them. My heart is with them. But it's not permanent, and it's not over. And we can't forget of all the things that were lost these past 3 weeks. We can't forget about the lives. And when we look at Gaza, when we look at what's happened, it's not just people. It's 230 people that we know of killed. It's not just 230 people. 230 people. Each of those people had a family. And each of those families is now at least one smaller. Some families were wiped out. And it's not just 230 people. It's community centers. It's homes. It's schools. its library, it's anything. Anything that Israel can claim, oh, Hamas was there. They destroyed communities. They destroyed lives. And now the people of Gaza, there are homeless people. There are people who are now poor. There are people, their lives have changed forever. And every time this happens, every time this happens, you know what Israel calls this? They call it mowing the lawn.
That ain't right.
They call it, I'm not making, they call it mowing the lawn because they think they have to do this every few years. And they do it. My whole life, every 5 years, every four, every 7 years, Israel is bombing Gaza. Every few years. I don't want to see it happen again. I don't want to let them get to another bombing. And I know I just want, but now I am going to talk a little bit about organizing. Because I don't want to let them get to another bombing. And if we're going to do that, we have to work. Y'all want to work?
Yeah.
You want to protect your people? You want to save your people? You want to, or you want to help our people save themselves? Because they're the ones doing the most fighting, of course.
Yes.
That means we have to start thinking about organization. If you're a person, you have to find an organization. If you're a student, you need to be in SJP. You need to connect to the movements here in this country that are fighting the same brutality. And we've got more speakers. They're going to talk about that for sure. I know because they know. Right? I know because they're good speakers. But I don't want to let Israel mow one more lawn. It's not a lawn. It's people's lives. It's our people's lives. And if you're Palestinian, And if you're here and you're Palestinian, you know because it's your family. It's your aunties and uncles and parents back home. And if you're not Palestinian, then you know because you know what oppression looks like. And frankly, if you're not Palestinian and you are here for Palestine and you're here for liberation and you're here to fight the colonizers and occupiers and oppressors with me and with us, then your heart is Palestinian. All right, thanks everyone. I'm gonna pass it over to the next person.
Sanctions until the following demands are met: ending Israel's occupation and colonization of all Arab lands and dismantling the wall, recognizing the fundamental rights of Arab Palestinian citizens of Israel to full equality, and respecting protection and promoting the right of Palestinian refugees to return to their homes and properties as stipulated in the UN Resolution 194. I also want to highlight why this is not just a Palestinian issue. The companies that make their profits off of the oppression of the Palestinian people are not just killing people. They're literally making money off of it. I want to give you one example and explain to you why this is not just Palestine. The company G4S is the biggest private security group in the world. It operates in the U.S.
All right, it seems like there is some issue hearing, so I'm gonna try something. Is everyone okay to sit down? All right, I'm gonna ask some people to sit down. That's gonna make it a lot easier for us here. If you can't sit down, that's okay, but please, if you can sit down, please take a seat. And if you can't sit down, move back a little bit. That's gonna make sound travel much more easily. All right, thank you all so much. You're being so cooperative. I really appreciate it. All right, everyone up here too. Everyone up here, you're okay. All right, everyone please sit down.
Is it bad?
You know, it's good thinking.
All right, look at that. Thank you so much. I know some people are uncomfortable sitting, but bear with us. There's a lot of people here, and we want everyone to hear what Jade has to say. It's very important.
I have to go back a little bit.
All right. I was talking about businesses that directly profit off of oppression, off of finding techniques and styles to oppress people and then selling them worldwide and trading them on global markets. Israel is one such weapons exporter. G4S, which is a company that is targeted by BDS, is the biggest private security group in the world. It operates mostly in the U.S., the U.K., and Palestine. It is the third largest private corporation in the world after Walmart and Foxconn, and is the largest private employer on the continent of Africa. It has learned how to profit from racism, anti-immigrant practices, and from technologies of punishment in Israel and throughout the world. G4S is directly responsible for the ways Palestinians experience political incarceration, as well as aspects of the apartheid wall, imprisonment in South Africa, prison-like schools in the U.S., and the wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Palestinians are only a minority if we don't reach out for solidarity. The colonized people in the world are the majority. White supremacy is the minority. It's time to act on this. I'll tell them where to come. If you want to be part of SJP, you don't have to be a student. We need you. You can reach out to our Facebook page, our Instagram, our Twitter, or you can come find me or... Athir, who's over there?
Athir, stand up.
Come on. Athir,
come on.
Athir, come on.
Athir,
come on. Athir,
come on.
We got some shy people.
Athir.
Athir.
All right,
Athir,
what the fuck are you doing? Nothing, you don't have to say anything. You can also research BDS yourselves at bdsmovement.net. This is very organized. Thousands of Palestinians have worked on this, as well as people in solidarity. What else do we need to say? Also, thank you for coming. We love you all. I love your kafias.
We love you, Kafias.
You
want to
hold it?
Yes,
yeah,
I think
just hold the trigger.
All right, thank you, everyone, for coming. Thank you for doing your part. I just want everybody to say this is not a phase. I want to see all your faces at every Palestine event. The ceasefire is not a victory. It's not freedom. If you're anybody, everybody join SJP. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that. Do your part. It's not over until we're free.
Yeah.
And may we celebrate on a free Palestine in our lifetime.
All right, next up we got a young speaker. I want you to give Sema your attention. All right?
Go ahead, Sema.
Can I hold it?
You can hold it. You just have to be pressing this, okay?
Okay. Can you hear me in the back row?
Yeah!
Okay, so sure they throw bombs at us, but did we give up?
No!
Sure, they destroyed our houses, but did we get up?
No!
That's why we shouldn't give up on our country.
Is that it? Can you say more? Okay.
We stand up for it.
That's right.
That's it.
All right.
Thank you, Sema. Thank you so much. free Palestine?
We free Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Long live the Intifada!
Long live the Intifada!
Intifada, Intifada!
Intifada, Intifada!
All right, you all know that one, right? All right, let's try for a new one. 1, 2, 3, 4, occupation be no more!
1, 2, 3, 4, occupation be no more!
5, 6, 7, 8, Israel is a terrorist state!
5, 6, 7, 8, Israel is a terrorist state!
1, 2, 3, 4, occupation be no more!
1, 2, 3, 4, occupation be no more!
5, 6, 7, 8, Israel is a terrorist state!
5, 6, 7, 8,
so it's sometimes a little bit hard to get going. All right, let's get going, all right? All right, okay. Okay, so I'm thinking before I begin, free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Hey, I know that y'all can do a little bit louder than that. Come on now, let's go. It is amazing to be here. It is amazing to see everyone turning out to demand Palestinian liberation. So with that being said, my name is Mitchell, and I'm from Boca Raton, Florida, and I'm Jewish. Growing up... Growing up, after going to a Jewish school for 5 years, I was always taught that my Jewish identity was tied to Israel. And that if any time you spoke up against Israel's occupation of Israel, Israel's occupation of Palestine, with that being said, that you were somehow anti-Semitic. I am sick and tired of people silencing people who constantly will speak up about the atrocities in Palestine and yet will be silenced, whether it be on Canary Mission or people who get fired for speaking up for Palestine, such as the journalist from the Associated Press. And I am mostly sick and tired from the Zionist community who, any time you speak up and point out that it is not okay that the Israeli government is constantly killing Palestinians, over 230 were killed in the last 11 days. But yet, if you're bringing that up to a Zionist, for example, like Netanyahu, they're just going to say... And as a Jew, Netanyahu does not represent who I am. In the Jewish religion that I was brought up in, we were brought up to look out for one another. And the Jews, as oppressed people, need to stand in solidarity with the Palestinians who are being oppressed.
Yeah!
And I am sick and tired of all the people who are not doing that. So, if there are any Zionists out here, get your head out of your behind. Learn the real history. Learn that Israel is actively occupying Palestine, whether it be the oppressive, permit system, whether it be the histories of the massacres at Dadi Hassan, I'm sorry if that's the wrong pronunciation, or also how they stood back and did nothing during the massacres of Shatila and, what was the other one?
Sabra and Shatila.
So overall, I'm proud to be part of Students for Justice in Palestine, and I encourage you, if you are thinking, if you are a Zionist, if you are a Jewish person out there, and you are worried that you will be called anti-Semitic for speaking out against the oppression of Israel, the occupation of the Palestinian people, speak up! The occupation of Palestine, it is not about religion. Stop using Zionism as an excuse for oppression. Free Palestine and from the river to the sea.
All right, up next we have Bayan, a former president of SJP, so give her a big hand.
Thank you so much for coming out. As you said, my name is Bayan. I'm the former president of Students for Justice in Palestine at Ohio State. I just wanted to remind everybody about BDS and what BDS means. Everyone tell me, what does BDS mean? That's right. And BDS is the single most powerful tool that we have as American, Palestinians, and allies. So I want to remind everybody that BDS can change things dramatically, as Jake just reminded us. It changed the condition in South Africa, and it can change the condition for the Palestinian people too. We might not be able to control that much about where our tax dollars go, but we can definitely make sure we're not giving them a single more dollar. Yes. So now we have seen the solidarity over the past week and the past 2 weeks with the Palestinian community across the world. We have the Intifada that's going on, and we're going on strong, but we can also give them, and we've been giving them, the electronic Intifada that we've seen on our social medias, and we can give them with BDS an economic Intifada as well. So please keep an eye on what companies you should not be supporting. Keep that list in your back pocket at all times, and don't give Israel a single dollar.
Yeah.
Properly understand that it's against colonialism and slavery.
when they occupy the lands of Palestine and affect African people here. When they affect the continent of Africa and attack the people here. So I'm going to be real quick, because we are an organization that only discusses black power. What that means is self-determination to feed and clothe and house ourselves from occupying forces like the CPD. But indeed, we must understand that if we're about self-determination, we're just talking about self-determination of all people. That means Palestine. That means Venezuela. That means all occupied territories from the colonizing forces of the state. All power of the people. Viva, viva Palestina!
Viva Palestina!
Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Do you mind not? Thanks.
All right, I got a new chant. No more apartheid!
No more apartheid!
No more genocide!
No more genocide!
No more apartheid!
No more apartheid!
No more genocide!
No more genocide!
No more apartheid!
No more apartheid!
No more genocide!
No more genocide!
I said no more apartheid!
No more apartheid!
No more genocide!
No more genocide!
End the occupation now!
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 All right, all right. I'm so honored to be with you tonight. Look how many of you came out. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it wonderful? I know you must be tired. I know you probably want to start marching, but just look around you, because this is the power of the people. This is happening. This is happening in every city, in every country. People are standing up for Palestine. This is a wonderful moment, and we have to remember this. I'm Pranav Jani. I am the faculty advisor of the Students for Justice in Palestine at Ohio State. I'm very proud to be a faculty advisor. As people said before, if you're at Ohio State, if you're coming to Ohio State, if you're gonna come to Ohio State, not because of the football team, but because of SJP, then do it. Because we need to make Ohio State a place that is fully divested from Israel. We need to make Ohio State a place where the BDS movement is what everybody hears about, everybody talks about, and if they disagree, they're in a debate about it, because we're strong enough to make our arguments against oppression, for human rights, and for Palestine. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is because where we are right now, and let's think for a minute, people have talked about it. This moment of the ceasefire, right, which, as people said, thank goodness for people living under those bombs that there's a little bit of a break. There's a little bit of respite. There's a little bit of rest. We should never forget that. But we know what happened in the last 11 days, the atrocities of the last 11 days, that's not the whole problem, is it? The problem is occupation. The problem is settler colonialism. The problem is genocide. When Biden tries to get credit and say, look, I asked them to have a ceasefire, what does that mean? It means we go back to the normal. And what's the normal? the norm for Palestinians living in Israel is racism, discrimination, Jim Crow, and second-class citizenship. What's the normal? What's the normal for Palestinians in Gaza, for Palestinians in the West Bank? The normal means if your family member has an emergency and you need to get to the hospital, you might have to wait because there's a damn checkpoint. The normal means if you're a student, you may have to give 2 or 3 hours to go to class because you have to go through all those checkpoints. That's the normal. And for that normal life, this country wants to give $735 million.
That ain't right!
That ain't right!
Somebody is sitting on your neck. For 11 days, they punched you. After 11 days, they stop punching you. And the person who's helping them and giving them a massage is saying, I stopped the war. That's not
right.
True. They're still sitting on the neck. You got the point. That's why we need to organize on the long term. That's why we have to organize around BDS. That's why we have to divest. That's why we can't let not another nickel go to Israel. Without U.S. money, Israel can't do these things, right? So we have to hold them accountable. I'm going to say this last thing. Look, it's not that exciting to talk about organizing sometimes. But when you came out here today, you're organizing, okay? When you went from, oh, I see there's a rally, to like, I'm gonna share the rally, to like, I'm gonna come to the rally, you're organizing yourself. Now bring the next person. Now go to a meeting. Now think about ways you can be part of the BDS campaign. If you're in a union, how many of you are in a union? You have a 401k. Are they investing in Israel? That's a place for you to organize. If you're fighting against police brutality as part of the Black Lives Matter movement, how many of you are part of that? Many American cities do training with the Israeli military. Make one of your, right? When we say divest, when we say defund and abolish the police, make one of the things we do. Stop organizing with the Israeli military. Stop training with the Israeli military. That's part of BDS. So we have to go to our own communities. We have to see what we can do. That after the spectacle, the atrocious killing of the last 11 days is gone, the apartheid and occupation continues. And that is slow work, but that's work we're going to have to do to get the U.S. out of Israel and out of the Middle East.
Get down.
Okay.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
That was raw audio from last week's Palestinian Solidarity Rally, organized by the Ohio State University-based group Students for Justice in Palestine. We'll close the show with the wise words of Ora Wise, one of the founders of Students for Justice in Palestine, speaking at the National Anti-War Rally in Washington, D.C. in 2003.
You can hear my voice today. It's even amplified. Unlike the voices of the Iraqi, the Palestinian, the Native American, the Colombian people, whose lives and lands are being devoured and destroyed by our administration's violent appetite. Occupation is silence. It sounds like this. Occupation is violence. Occupation means everyone, everywhere, having every aspect of their lives controlled. To end the occupation of Iraq, to end the occupation of Palestine, we must do more than just stand here and talk, my friends. In Palestine, they are painting the walls that imprison them. In Iraq, they are trying to organize themselves to be heard. What are we, those who pay for those walls and those reconstruction programs, going to do to tear down those walls and to bring back those soldiers? We better be fighting the poverty draft. We better be thinking twice about paying taxes to this bloodthirsty government. In Iraq and Palestine, people are struggling to survive on a daily basis. Here in the belly of the beast, it is our responsibility to take risks, to put ourselves on the line. In Palestine this summer, I talked with people whose lives are destroyed and overshadowed by a 20-foot-high concrete wall with sniper towers built by Israel. This weapon of mass destruction must be torn down. Please join United for Peace and Justice and the U.S. campaign to end Israeli occupation on November 9th, a national day of action against the wall. Organize and educate in your communities so that we can use our voices to shatter the silence that occupation enforces on Palestinians and Iraqis. Thank you.
You've been listening to Conscious Voices, heard each week at this time in your community radio stations, WCRSLP 92.7 and 98.3 FM, and WGRNLP 94.1 FM in Columbus, Ohio. I'm Evan Davis, and we'll see you all again next week for another edition. Take care. The program you are listening to is broadcast both on community radio station WCRS via translator W245AY at 98.3 FM and on WGRN 94.1 FM, WCRSFM.org and WGRN.org. If you like what you're hearing or want to get involved, please visit those websites and give what you can. Both stations are non-commercial and volunteer-run. Both stations depend on listener support. Again, the websites are WCRSFM.org for WCRS and WGRN.org for WGRN.